The clock is ticking toward the tax deadline tomorrow night at midnight. As always, there's plenty to screw up and plenty to forget. 1099s for small business owners claiming that first-time home buyer credit the government's offered this year, or paying the convenience fees for online applications. We'll have some tips for those of you who've waited till the last day, and we want to hear from you. What dumb mistakes have you made filing for taxes? Give us the benefits of your painful lessons. Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And you can join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Joining us now from KCSN in Northridge, California, is Eva Rosenberg. She's an enrolled agent and founder of the website TaxMama.com. And nice to have you on the program today.
Hi, Neil. It's great to be here.
I'm surprised. This must be your busy day.
Oh, no. We're organized. We're pretty much done and put everybody on extension already.
Okay. Well, what are some of the things people most often forget as they file taxes at the last minute?
Well, most of the time I'm finding that people put their returns on extension right around now because they can't figure things out. And when they owe money, they forget that they also should be making estimated payments. So you need to use that 1040 ES voucher and your state's equivalent.
So even though you get an extension to file your returns, the IRS wants the money tomorrow.
Yes, yes, you've heard that thing. It's not an extension to pay. It's just an extension to file.
The IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman appeared on Morning Edition this week and told us about some of the mistakes he most often sees and what to do about them.
The common mistakes are the simple mistakes. People make math errors. People transcribe their Social Security wrong. People don't sign the check that they send to the government. The best thing people can do is electronically file a return. Therefore, they'll be using software. They will have the math done for them. It'll double check to make sure all the information's there. The information will get to us. We'll get straight into our computers. And if you're getting a refund, like most Americans do, that refund will come to you quicker.
And I'm just beginning to worry about, I sensed a couple of certified envelopes off earlier today, and I'm wondering if I got the right check and the right envelope.
Oh, yes, that's another common thing. By the way, IRS has what they call the Free File Alliance. You can find it on their website. And they figure that more than 80% of the population that files can actually get their returns done free electronically using the members of the Free File Alliance. So, you know, you may want to try that. And if you go to the Free File Alliance website, you can probably even get your extension filed online for free and get the electronic receipt.
So, again, that's just available to anybody for free as a website?
Yeah. And, you know, some people may not qualify. There are probably about 15 members of the Free File Alliance. They have different income levels. I think there's an income level of about $56,000 on the general Free File Alliance. But if you pass through that a little bit, IRS has their own forms that you can fill in and file directly. And I think they said they're running that through Intuit, through TurboTax's system, but anybody at all can use that. Now, the only thing is that doesn't come with the state return. That's just the IRS.
Yeah, forgetting that state return, that can be a problem.
That's another thing, Neil. People who are working in several areas, they get W-2s or 1099s or even K-1s for their investments from different states, forget to file in the other states. And sometimes, even though you don't owe them money, it will make a difference later on when you start selling that investment and having a profit. You won't have the record of all the losses in that state. Worthwhile filing those returns in those states.
I just wanted to check up, following up on what the commissioner said. Do you agree with him? Filing electronically is a good idea?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, absolutely. You don't have the math errors. If you transpose a Social Security number, your return is going to get rejected, so you can fix it. The other thing that happens when you file electronically is, believe it or not, a lot of people are having their refunds grabbed by IRS, which is the master collection agency for the country. They'll collect for states, for Social Security and student loans. You're going to get a code and information when you file electronically that tells you if IRS is going to grab all or part of your refund.
Now let's get some callers in on the conversation. We're talking with Eva Rosenberg, who's an enrolled agent and founder of TaxMama.com and author of the new ebook, The 100% Home-Based Business Solution, and she's with us today from California. 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. Give us the benefit of the painful lessons you've learned from your dealings with the IRS. Let's talk with Nicole. Nicole calling us from Boise.
Hi, Neil. I love your show, by the way.
Thanks very much.
We just discovered this mistake last night, and maybe your expert can tell me what's going to happen. We went to file our state taxes because we're owing them money, and we are getting a refund from the federal, so we're going to use the federal to pay the state. So I went to go do the state last night, and my husband discovered things had been put in the wrong envelopes. We put the federal in the state envelope and vice versa, so I redid everything last night and put a big note, and he was just worried that we were going to be penalized, and luckily it hasn't been the 15th yet, but he just came undone.
There's that awful feeling of a hole opening in the pit of your stomach.
Yeah, luckily we had it all saved. We did TurboTax, although we didn't automatically file, but I'm wondering, I'm assuming it'll all be okay because we got the check in the mail in enough time, but wondering if your expert can tell me, are we in trouble?
Well, Eva, is she going to be filing her next return from Leavenworth?
Could be, but I don't think so. I'm not clear. Did you actually fix it and mail the check to the state if you mailed it to the state, they'll get it. If you sent them two checks because the first one was an IRS thing, not a problem. If you sent the state check to IRS, they're automatically going to deposit it. So make sure you follow up and get that money back.
Okay.
Good luck, Nicole.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to Melissa. Melissa with us from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey. So I've never dealt with my taxes before, ever. Like, not even my own personal ones. I just graduated college with a communications degree, got a job as an accounting assistant, and had to do a lot of the tax filing this year. I've never been so terrified in my entire life. I didn't know.
And your question
doing.
Is?
Yes.
What's your question?
They were just asking for stories. I was just going to say, I was never so scared to put in the name of the company wrong, and so we had to redo the whole thing because the legal name was in there wrong, and we were scared it was going to end up being a big thing. Would it have been a big thing?
You mistyped the company name, so like Brown and Smith, and you added an extra E to Brown? Or?
Yeah, it was basically that kind of a thing.
I'm sure that your boss was upset, and it made his company not look as good on the printed returns. Doesn't matter to IRS. IRS cross-references by the employer ID number at the bottom of the tax return. There are two numbers there. One is the preparer's ID number, which is either a PTIN number or their Social Security number, and the other is the firm's ID number. Those are the only two things that matter to IRS. They don't really care about the name.
Okay.
You're good.
Melissa, congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's an email from Fred. I was trying to apply for a lifetime learning credit and filled out the right form, but wrote down the wrong form number on my 1040, reversing two of the numbers in the form name. This resulted in the IRS thinking that I was trying to use a child, which I did not have, as a tax write-off and caused the filing process to drag on for months. I filed in February thinking I'd stay ahead of the game, but didn't resolve everything until June. In the end, Fred adds, I didn't even get the lifetime learning credit.
Well, hey, Fred, if you're entitled to it and everything's all sorted out, go back and amend that tax return with the correct information and get it. You can amend a return for 3 years after it's been filed and get back any money that you're entitled to get.
And while he may not have gotten that lifetime learning credit on that particular tax form, I think he learned a life lesson. So probably he will check those numbers very carefully from now on.
And the bad thing about the lifetime learning credit is you can always have a lifetime lesson.
Let's go to Howard. Howard calling us from Syracuse, New York.
Hi, everybody. How are we doing?
All right.
Oh, great. My question is regarding one of my brother's mistakes that he made just about 3 years ago. He was injured in a car accident, and he was a server. and he didn't maybe claim as much as he should the year that he got injured. And he never went back to work, but recently he just got off the injury. The return was filed just 3 years ago, and it was for about 40% less than he actually told the insurance company that he was making. So he noted this mistake probably the last year, and just he's going to the accountant later tomorrow, actually, to see what he can do. And we're in New York State, so I'm just curious what we can do to get this fixed and how things would work out. If you could, you know, possibly help me out, that'd be great.
Any ideas, Eva?
I'm not really clear what happened. He got a settlement, and he didn't report.
He was receiving a monthly, insurance, paying for his wages while he was out of work.
And from his company?
From his car insurance company. He got injured in a car accident.
Okay, his car insurance company, that may not be taxable. Have somebody take a look at that, because that sounds like disability.
No, it's not taxable. And my question is regarding how do you fix a return that's just about 3 years old to state that this is the income I was receiving.
That wasn't taxable. That shouldn't have been taxable? Okay,
well,
he reported income that shouldn't have been taxable, file an amended return quickly, because you only have until April 15th, unless he was on extension, to file the amended return. And even if you just file the amended return right now to say you're going to be correcting that in the future, that will protect the 3-year statute of limitations. Because once you file this amended return initially saying there's a correction coming, you've now gotten another period of time. Mm-hmm. So file what's called a protective claim.
So no matter what, if I did my taxes, March 3 years ago, I can still file, or he can still file for an amendment tomorrow.
Yes, until
tomorrow.
April 15th.
Okay.
And it must be postmarked by April 15th, and get mailing receipt, a proof of mailing from the post office, because sometimes IRS service centers pick up the receipt date as a filing date, and that's wrong. And, we fought with certain service centers over the years many times. So get that proof of mailing receipt.
Get busy, Howard.
Super. Thanks, guys. Take care.
So long.
Good luck.
And thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm glad these people are calling. Let's see who else we can help.
Eva Rosenberg joined us today from KCSN in Northridge, California. She's an enrolled agent and founder of the website TaxMama.com. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.